don't know, is it? Can you hear me?
No.
Alright. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 9. You're still awake, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I got two people awake. Look at verse 24, Luke chapter 9, verse 24. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this honor to stand in pastor's place, Lord. I pray that you would call my spirit. I pray that you'd help me say what needs to be said, nothing more. I pray that you would help the clock stop for me, Lord. I know I'm not going to get over in my time, Lord. I pray that you'd put your hand on me, Lord. I pray that you'd fill me with your spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
How many of you like winning? Everyone in this room should like winning. Okay, put your hands up. You all like winning. No one likes losing. No one likes to lose. No one likes to lose. Everyone wants to win. Everyone wants to do the best they can to win. No one wants to lose. But unfortunately, once in your lifetime, everyone will lose. No, it's a fact. No matter what, everyone in this building, at some point in their life, will be known as a loser. That went over like a ham sandwich at a Jewish picnic. Bible says, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake, the same shall save it. If you keep your life yourself, you're going to lose it. If you give it away, you're still losing it. No matter what, you're not going to keep it. Now, when I say lose your life, I'm not going to mean you're going to die tonight. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're going to go home and you're going to die and we're going to bury you in the ground. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying when I lose your life, I'm saying your life's not yours. It's not yours to keep. That's
right.
If you try to keep it, you're going to lose it. If you try to save it, you lose it. If you give it away, you're still losing it. Either way, it's not your life. The question is, there's no ifs about it, you will lose your life. The question is, when will you lose your life? 3 months ago, at a youth conference, after hearing one of the greatest messages I've ever heard, I came forward to the altar, and at that night, I lost my life. All the desires I had, all the dreams I had, all the hopes that I had, I lost that night.
Yeah, right. Good, bro.
Sure, I've been called to preach. I've been saved since I got saved when I was 13. I was called to preach when I was 13. But up until that point, I had been living my life the way I want to live my life. I've been doing things I want to do. I was in control of my life. I was doing things I wanted to do. But everyone who's saved tonight, your life is not yours. It's God's. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 19. 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19, it says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are whose? God's. Your life is not your own. My life does not belong to me. My life belongs to God. I'm not doing what I want to do tonight. I'm doing what God wants me to do tonight. If I had my life, I'd be home playing video games right now. I'm completely honest with you. Next, and since your body's God, no one in their right mind would come into the front row of this church and drink a cigarette and smoke a beer. That did not come out right. Smoke a cigarette and drink a beer. But your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God lives inside you.
Amen.
That's where God is. So when you're doing those things you shouldn't be doing, when you're listening to stuff you shouldn't be listening to, when you look at that stuff you shouldn't be seeing, where do you think the Holy Spirit is? He doesn't go away from you and wait for you to get done. He's there with you. He's doing those things with you. Your life is not your life. Question is, my next question is, how do you want to lose your life? Think of Lot. Lot, he wanted to do things his way. He went down and he started living like he wanted to. He wasn't doing things God's way, he was doing things his own way. And eventually, because he kept his life to himself, he ended up losing it. He lost his wife, lost his children, lost his town, lost his life long before he died. For what he lived for, he lost it. But Lot's life would have never been the same after that. His whole life changed, lost his life before he died. Another story, Samson. The strength Samson lived for. He was invincible. He couldn't be entangled by anything. But because he did, he said, "I'm going to do things I want to do. I'm not going to do what my parents tell me to do. I'm going to live my life the way I want to." The strength he lived for, he ended up losing it. He lost his life long before he died. And if you know the story of Samson, he ended up committing suicide. Is that how you want to live your life? Well, there was a teenage girl who is incredibly well playing the piano. She played for Offenburg, she played for special music, she played for the choir, she played for everything. She was born to play the piano. That's what she did for God. That was her life. She lived her life playing the piano for God. She started hanging around the wrong kind of friends. She started listening to the wrong kind of music. She eventually ended up running away from home and living with her friends. As she was living with her friends, she got into the wrong kind of stuff. She ended up joining a band. Now, she ended up playing the piano, serving God, to playing a keyboard in a rock band. And one night after the performances, after the concerts, her and her friends were drinking, doing drugs, all that kind of stuff. And on their way home, they weren't wearing seatbelts. She was in the passenger seat. And as they got into a car accident, as they hit the bank, she put her hands up like this, went through the windshield. And as she went through the windshield, all her fingers got cut off from the shattered glass. She's still alive today. If you go and ask her what happened, she's going to tell you, I tried to keep my life to myself, and I lost it. Is that how you want to lose your life? You want to have to wait for God to take it from you? You're going to have to run, rebel, keep it to yourself, and you're going to lose it. If you keep it to yourself, you're going to lose it. Give it away, you still lose it.
Right.
Or you can come to the altar and you give your life to God.
Right.
Yeah. I guarantee you will never one time in your life regret giving your life to God.
Yeah.
Look at 1 Corinthians 2:9 and I'm finished. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of any man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. You can't even comprehend what God has prepared for you if you want to serve him. You can see all these football players who have great fame, who've got money, they've got everything they could ever want. But what good does it do them if they die and lose their soul? They're going to lose it. You can't even comprehend what God has prepared for you if you serve him. Quickly.
Hey.